Oh, fuck you.
What?
It just, like, stopped. All right. Girls! I totally have to leave that botched intro in now. Like, my reaction was just anger, and yours was just like, what?
Like, anger and confusion.
It was like the nerve.
Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to confusion. Well, confusion leads to...
Two dudes watching girls.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
good segue. Well, we are two dudes that watch girls.
Yeah.
I'm M2J, or Matt. No, in some circles.
Denny Lugs or Denny? What the hell was that? I think we have arrived in like the lull in the season with this episode.
I don't know. It's Shoshana with the fucking pipe bomb.
Whoa. Getting ahead of ourselves. But yeah, that's the big story of this week is pipe bomb. Shoshana drops a pipe bomb. Finally, one of the girls in this group of girls just mentions that Hannah is a selfish piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
What I've been saying every single week.
Oh, yeah. Well, to backtrack a bit and explain what happened in this episode, Marnie has secured the beach house. Whose beach house was this again? It was like a friend of a friend or something.
Marnie's family, her aunt.
Yeah.
Her aunt's beach house.
Now, they're not in Montauk, right? They're in like the other side of Long Island.
Like, I don't know, Hamptons-ish, kind of.
Like the upper side, something like that. But anyway, so they're all going out there. But she has, like, this whole thing planned. Like, she's assigned bedrooms and, like, has prepared this meal. Like, she's a detail freak on everything.
She's doing the thing that, like, yeah, like, maybe a friend of yours would do if you go on vacation or whatever, and they have everything planned to a T with an itinerary and times for everything. And it's a typical that one person has all the plans and everyone else is kind of like, can we just lay back and have fun, you know?
Right. So she's being
same old story,
being super anal retentive, and they all kind of are having a somewhat of a good time, but at the same time they're beefing about, like, they just keep getting into these little spats with everything. And Marnie's whole
angle
is that she feels like they have really kind of splintered off as a group. And she wants to heal. She calls it healing, right? Like, she wants the healing to begin or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, healing. She keeps that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's her whole gimmick. The healing.
And her
need to have healing.
Her whole plan is that they're gonna have this nice little dinner, and they're gonna talk. It's like Festivus. They're gonna go over all of the disappointment that they've suffered.
Nice reference.
Thank you.
And although this show is no Seinfeld, let's just put that out there right now.
Anyway,
I mean, as much as I enjoy this show, Seinfeld's the greatest sitcom of all time. Dare I say? Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Night Court.
Night Court is great. Night Court is a quality show. But I think just the greatest sitcom of all time.
The thing about Seinfeld
is
that
Seinfeld.
You can just relate to every situation that any of them are in, pretty much.
And no show really did that. I mean, they did that with, like, the same old typical relationship-y crap, like every, you know, sitcom before that. But this took, like, not just, like, real-life things, but those little stupid things that annoy you about daily life, whether they be big or small, and it just, yeah.
Yeah.
And then by the later seasons, they're totally out of control. Like, just, then they started having fun and being completely ridiculous, which was also amazing.
Yeah. But...
But this isn't Two Dudes Watch Seinfeld.
No.
But, although we could do that.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
That's a lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Anyway. So, they're out on the island here, and Hannah has decided that this is Beast Town, so it's okay to walk around with your bathing suit on, even though, like, everyone else kind of disagrees. And she's literally just, she's in her bikini, and, like, she's barefoot, so she can't go into the store. Like, you need, like, shoes, like, some of those no shirt, no shoes, no service kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's waiting outside. And Elijah and company all show up.
And company.
Yeah. The village people show up.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that, you know, they have that musical number in the later in the episode.
It was Elijah and a wild pack of homosexuals.
I thought I was way more delicate on that. But anyway.
What? No, I mean, he is a homosexual. His friends are homosexuals. A group of four homosexuals.
Okay.
You know, that's all it is. Nothing derogatory here.
I guess you're right. I don't know. You know, you get, you know, everybody gets offended at everything. By the way, have you heard you can't call transvestites or transsexuals trannies anymore?
Excuse me?
Like, that's offensive now.
That's offensive? Is that the N-word to trannies?
And that's what, have you noticed that a lot of, like, different sects of culture and religion and anything else, like they pick what their N-word is. Like, they all of a sudden will just decide, like, I don't want to be called Caucasian anymore. That's offensive. I want to be called
the N-word.
I want to be called paste. Like, I don't know.
Did you know that Guido is our N?
Guido is your what? Yeah, you bought it out.
Italians. What?
Yeah, you got to say all that again. Yeah, you just disappeared.
I said, did you know that Guido is our N-word?
Is it really?
No, but that's a ridiculous notion. Yeah, there is no other, that's like the N-word, or that is our N-word. There is only one N-word.
Yeah. I mean, if someone's calling you, like, a greasy wop dago, that, you know, them's could be.
I don't give a shit.
But those could be fighting words. Like, if someone that you don't know was like, oh, what are you parking your car like that for, you greasy dago? Like, you're like, all right, them's fighting words. But if it's just like, you know, have some more pasta, yeah. my dago companion,
my Dago companion.
I'm totally using that next time we have a meal together.
You're my DC, man. You're my Dago companion.
Dago companion. That's going to be a shirt. And like, two people in the world are going to get it.
Jesus is my Dago companion.
Oh, man. Jesus wasn't even Italian.
No, but you know, like, there's the Jesus is my nigga shirt. So if Dago companion is our equivalent now.
We have to campaign for Dago Companion to be a thing.
Dago Companion.
Yeah. Speaking of getting things off the ground here, I wanted to remind anybody who might be listening, we do have an ongoing contest. I think the season finale episode is when we will reveal the winner. I've got a nice little pair of tweaked audio earbuds. And all you got to do is contact us and say, throw my name in a hat. I've already had some folk hit me up on the Twitter and say, hey.
Really?
Yeah.
They're hitting you up on the Twitter. They're not hitting me up.
It's because they love me more.
They probably do.
That was a quote from Freddy Got Fingered, but it was too generic to actually
catch. I only see one LeBaron. I only see one LeBaron, Freddy.
It's because they love me
more. Do you have a LeBaron? I only see one LeBaron.
We should do two dudes watch that movie.
Freddy.
That movie speaks for itself. That movie's a work of art. Anyway, so back to.
We don't need to do commentary on Freddy Got Fingered, like you said. Speaks for itself.
Yeah. Well, so where were we now? So Elijah and company meet up with Hannah. At first, she's got her back to them, so they just see a, shall we say, voluptuous woman.
That wouldn't say voluptuous.
Okay. Well, we see Hannah. We see Hannah's backside, and they're like, "Look at this beach whale." And then turns around, and they're, "Oh, Hannah, hi!" And she's like, "I heard everything you're saying." And they were like, "Well, you know," they just kind of brush past it, and then they realize that, like, even though I love, by the way, what was it? There was like this really blunt, like, I don't know what happened, how we fell off and stopped talking. He's like, "Well, I had sex with Hannah."
No, I had sex with Marnie.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, I had sex with Marnie. Oh, okay, and Yeah,
Marty's coming up with, like, she's number two to Hannah for most sex on this show now. Think about it. She's had sex with
Shoshana,
Charlie, Ray, and the gay.
It's funny,
Elijah.
It's funny because you said that Charlie Ray, Charles Lee Ray is Chucky from the Charles Lee Ray.
Because, well, I didn't hear a thing you said.
Oh, Chucky from Child's Play. Charles Lee Ray. Charlie Ray. Funniest thing I ever did. Anyway, so yeah, you could be right. Do you mean like within like recurring characters on the show? Because they kind of suggest that Shoshana, for example, has had sex with multiple partners in the last year or so.
Yeah, she's been sowing her wild oats.
So, yeah, that's a shoot, but So she invites them back to Marnie's beach house situation there, which Marnie is not too thrilled about. And they're all there, and they just kind of hang around, and she's kind of waiting for them to go, and then she actually announces, all right, everybody, it's dinner time, but not for them, just for us. And Hannah gets all pissy, and she's like, no, everyone's having dinner. So she only made enough dinner for, you know, the the four of them. So now that there's, what was there, eight of them in total?
Yeah, there's eight of them now, and by that point, everybody's drunk and ripping her apart about, you know, the food and cracking jokes.
Yeah, and just being disrespectful, even though they're, like, eating someone's food and not, you know. I don't know about you, but, like, I've always kind of learned, like, if you go to someone's house, like, if someone invites you and they're like, hey, come to my party, like, you're supposed to bring something. Like, you're supposed to bring something, like beer or, you know, like a cake or cookies or, you know.
Mm. Yeah, it's rude, man, especially for homosexuals. Usually they're all over that.
Now, at some point in this episode, they rehearsed the song, what is it, Fuck You, from that play.
What play was that, actually?
I can't remember. I'm not a fan of whatever play it is.
I'm not a fan of plays, so
really?
I don't really. No.
Anyway, so yeah, they rehearse this where they have like choreography and everything, and then later in the episode they actually do it. Like, I guess they have like an actual run through as if they're doing a performance, which was weird. Like, it almost was kind of out of place.
Yeah, I felt like this was the worst episode of the season so far, and because it was just kind of. It was just a big jerk-off session until the end.
It was
and, like,
fun.
That was a big key to it. Yeah, it was, you know, and then there was, like, their problems, and then, you know, Elijah's problems with his boyfriend or the guy he's fucking or seeing or whatever it may be. He wants to tell him that he loves him, and he does, and the other guys aren't really receptive. So he's like, nah, just forget about it. Let's just fuck, you know, and suck your dick and suck somebody's dick, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But then they start beefing because Marnie gets in Hannah's face and was like, well, you were a little late, your timing was off, and Hannah's like, what's the big deal, we're just doing this for fun. And then, like, they start really getting into it, and the group of homosexuals just kind of quietly leave the room.
Quietly back out.
Yeah, quietly back
door. Like Homer Simpson into the bushes.
They quietly back door.
Oh my god, how dare you? How dare you? Backdoor is the N-word for homosexuals. Callback.
Nice one.
Yeah.
So they all start beefing with each other, and they kind of start calling each other out, and they all have valid points, but then Shoshana just all chimes in, and she's like, Hannah, you are a fucking narcissist. And
woo!
Yeah. And
finally. Hold on, here we go. Final fucking Lee.
And it's funny because it's Shoshana who's more or less like a pretty lighthearted character for most of the show. And I like the subtle nod, by the way, on the topic of Shoshana, where Marnie says something about Ray and they're like, old man Ray, ha ha ha. And they're like, wait, why are you hanging out with Ray? And then she just kind of is like, hey, is dinner ready? Like, just like change the topic.
Subject changers.
Yeah. But yeah, she starts calling everybody out. Jessa, she's like, you have this post-rehab morality. Fuck you. She's like, Marnie, like, you need validation. Like, worse than I've ever seen. You have the self-esteem issues. Fuck you. And then goes on to be like, and you know what? Y'all treat me like I'm an idiot. And, like, I'm aware of what you're doing. Like, you know, you treat me like I'm not an intellectual. And like, and you talk about me like I'm not here. Which was interesting because you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Did you watch Blossom growing up?
Not. I mean, I've seen some episodes. It wasn't really a thing that I did or watched.
Well, she had a brother in that show named
Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence. And
whoa.
Yeah, he bust out the whoa every now and then. And
yeah, that was huge. That was a huge thing in the early 90s.
But his whole hook on the show was that he was like the dumb brother. Like, he was an idiot. And, you know, he was an amusing idiot, but he was an idiot. And in, like, the last chunk of episodes in the last season, something happened one day. I think, like, the father's back hurt, and he was like, oh, he said something to the effect of, like, I'll crack your back for you, or I've studied up on chiropractic a little bit. He like, cracked the father's back and fixed it, and they were all shocked. And he did, like, the same thing, acted, like, surprised that they all found him stupid and was offended that he's been the stupid one. He was saying things like, oh, like, I'm Joey, I'm just stupid Joey. And it was as if the writers suddenly wanted to establish that he's not stupid anymore. Just so everybody's clear, especially because he was really popular now. Like, he went, like, massively over. Like, he had his own posters and stuff. So,
oh, he was over. A teen heartthrob, yeah. Teen beat, tiger beat.
Like, after Blossom, I think him and his two other brothers got their own show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. But he got popular, so they wanted to remove.
I used to watch Matthew Lawrence on Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I never watched that show. I never even heard of it until just
it was now. It was a ripoff of the Power Rangers, except like they would go inside cyberspace and fight monsters in big mechs.
That sounds like not even a bad ripoff of Power Rangers. It sounds like a bad ripoff of VR Troopers.
Yeah, it was a lot of things, and it was really awful. But I watched it, and Tim Curry was the main bad guy.
That's now it sounds awesome. I just sold it.
I mean, you put Tim Curry in anything.
Yeah, Tim Curry wins. But, yeah, case in point, they just suddenly decided that this character was no longer going to be stupid, and I felt like that's what they were doing with Shoshana. They just decided to pull the plug on the stupidity and just say, she's a girl like all of them, she's paying attention, her eyes are open, she's fully aware of everything that's going on, and fuck everybody.
Yeah, it was just, that's good character. It gave her a little more depth than just the anal retentive Jewish, I guess at this point she evolved into the whore, but now she has a steady man. And yeah, just to be like, hey, listen, don't think I'm, you know, just a little, someone sitting in the background. I know what's going on, you know, I'm going to, and she called everybody out on all their shit and no one really had anything to say to her, you know, really.
Right.
She just had everybody beat. And it was all the things that we've been thinking about, all the things we've been thinking about, all these characters. I guess the point of this episode is that, a very, very simple plot, whereas Marnie wanted healing through, like, friendly discussion and having fun and eating and all that bullshit, when the healing came out through just a fight.
Well,
that, a big
there,
argument.
There was that, and there was that scene earlier in the episode when Marnie and Hannah are just laying in bed chatting for a bit, and, like, they seem like they are hashing out some problems that they had, which mm-hmm. leads Hannah to later say, I thought we did the healing before when we talked, and Marty still had it in her head that they were going to do a big group discussion. But they had to throw that one little line in there that makes you want to smack Hannah across the face, which is, I really miss my boyfriend. And she, like, leaves the room. You're just like, shut up.
Oh, I hate you. Do we know somebody like that? It's just like, ugh.
I'm sure we do. I know a lot of people like that. My boyfriend. Or my girlfriend.
As they sound like, my boyfriend.
That's what they sound like. As soon as they start dating somebody, they love to use that term, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. Like, they get off on just being able to say, my boyfriend.
Do you know, when I had a girlfriend, did you know what I called her?
You called her by her first name, right?
By her fucking name, yeah. I mean, every now and again, like, to someone that maybe I just met or an acquaintance. Yeah, well, yeah, my girlfriend, blah, 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 does that. If she's not, like, right next
right,
to me.
Right,
right.
Like, but if it's like,
don't really know me, I could just say my girlfriend. But, like, amongst, you know, friends and family, I would say them by their fucking name.
Right, like, Hannah should say, I really miss Adam. I miss my boyfriend.
Oh, just my, what is she, Triple H? My boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just whenever you have disdain for something, it just turns into Triple H, doesn't it?
And the episode ends with just they're waiting. I think they're waiting for the bus, and they all just kind of start doing like a tiny version of the choreographed piece that they were doing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting there at the bus stop, kind of.
It was just a subtle way without saying a word of.
Yeah,
the subtle way of without saying a word of that, like, we got all that out and we're fine and, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, but it was funny because I think we remarked about this a show or two ago that they hadn't really, there wasn't a lot of interaction between the four of them for a while.
Right, so I guess that served their purpose then
right,
for
like,
us.
And I think that was also, they kind of addressed that in the show. And I think Marnie was saying, I feel like we haven't really done this in a while. We haven't really, you know, been a troop. We've kind of all splintered off. But, you know, this kind of thing happens in real life, too. You have that group of friends, and then they just kind of splinter away, and then you realize that some people have just changed and are no longer compatible, and some people outgrow others.
Right. And you know what? I guess it all made sense in this episode, despite me knocking it, actually served a purpose in the end, because it to relate everything to wrestling, it's just kind of like, you know, you have a storyline progressing in a certain type of way, and then a thing happens that alters the storyline, and now you're on that next level of where the storyline is, and that's what happened here. This thing happened, and now that I've seen the next episode, you haven't. It kind of makes sense because, you know, without spoiling a whole lot, it appears to be that they are a little closer, and that they are kind of like more leaning towards doing things together.
I'm excited.
In the sense that, yeah.
I'm excited to see it now. Not that I was.
Yeah,
before,
in the sense that, like, things are going on, and it's not, like, just what Hannah's doing, and they're all, like, you know, like you said, splintered off, but, you know, things are going on in, let's say, one of their lives, and they're all there for it. Like, they all are there for the support.
Right. Now, hopefully, the characters will acknowledge any of the feedback that they got. Mostly Hannah and Marnie. I mean, Jessa kind of knows how she is. Like, Jessa seems like she's been always able to step out of herself and look at herself objectively.
Well, you'll just have to see the next episode.
All right. Well, I guess I'll get on that right away.
Well, you know, we could still chit-chat for another couple minutes. Let's not cut this doozy short.
All right, what else we got to talk about?
I don't know. I guess so. Hannah's still, let's just recap here. Hannah's still a piece of shit.
We just recap. The whole show's a recap.
Let's recap the recap.
All right, so Hannah's a piece of shit. Marty is kind of a piece of shit. Shoshana's the bomb. And Jess is Jessa.
Yeah. And, so, I guess,
and there was no Adam in this episode. So,
therefore, it was the worst episode of the season.
Right.
But I feel that next episode is the best of the season so far.
All right, well, this show's two dudes watch girls, not one dude watches girls and tells other dude about it, so.
I guess then we'll have to call tonight.